Hello, welcome back again to Five on Fox. Today I have Gian Smit, who is a filmmaker. He's an artist all around, a native New Orleans. And he also speaks to the youth in New Orleans. He's doing a lot. Welcome, Gian. How's it going?
Oh, pretty good. Just enjoying my Sunday morning.
I know you didn't go to church today.
Huh? Is it too late?
It's not too late. Tell us a little bit about yourself. I've seen it in Atlanta, but I'm not sure it was Noya Presents, where you have artists, poets speaking. I've seen you come out to Atlanta, and I've seen some of your teammates give some wonderful poems to the crowd.
Well, so I actually I host a poetry show. It's a monthly show. It's called Passing On. Me, Alphonse Smith, and Io Scott, along with our friends Brittany, Malik, and Jay. We host a monthly open mic show that we've been doing since 2008. And that time I was in Atlanta, I was not performing as a member of that team. That was Team Snow, but I was out there in support of them. They had a regional event, Southern Fried Poetry Slam, that I was going out there. And you know, we were their host site for a little while. So I was just representing New Orleans out there and supporting them on their, you know, journey to be champions. So.
Okay. Tell us a bit about you're hosting in New Orleans.
Well, among other, you know, things that I'm trying to do in the city, I'm trying to make sure that I can bring as much opportunity to enjoy as many different iterations of the arts as I can provide. And so we do the open mic poetry thing. I also have another group that I do a weekly show with that's it's on a hiatus right now. Our venue ended up going bankrupt. So we're in the process of choosing our next venues, and you know, we're choosing it carefully because this was a pretty good event and we want to just make sure we still bring the correct energy into the next space that we can. So I got those two poetry shows, Passing On and the Corner Collective. But aside from that, I'm actually in this, this new did y'all lose me?
Spoken word? No, I got you.
Oh, okay. I couldn't hear when you jumped in. What'd you say?
Okay, I was just saying you're doing a lot. You know, you write, you act, you do video. You have a film that you've actually won an award for called The Adulterer.
Facts.
I'm sorry?
I said facts. It's true.
Yeah. And you won prestigious Remy Award at the 49th Annual World Fest Houston International Film Festival. You want to tell us a little bit about the your short film?
So my short, I completed it in 2015. And I spent about a year traveling to various film festivals around the country that I'd gotten into. Did one in Atlanta, Bronze Lens, which is it's a really, really well done and popular film festival for people of color. I screened there, and Insecure and Queen Sugar both premiered at that same festival as me. So, you know, they were obviously a bigger draw, but you dig, I'm alongside some pretty powerful voices. So I've been, you know, with that film, been everywhere from LA to Florida and in between screening. And it's a short film about relationships and the people that we become in relationships and the things that we owe to relationships or don't owe, however you feel. It's about a lot of those elements. And it was received pretty well. And I feel like there was a lot left to speak about, which is why I'm now developing it into a series. that I plan to, you know, produce and distribute independently on my own.
Okay, awesome. What got you into filmmaking?
Honestly, I've been intrigued by the process of connecting visual images into a narrative for a long time. Now, when I was 13 years old, I used to make basketball highlight videos of like NBA games that I just put together myself. You know, I had some crude editing equipment back then and you know, a couple of little shortcut ratchet ways to make stuff happen. So I was always really just intrigued by that process of it, but writing has been with me even longer. You know, my dad was an English professor and concentrated in African American literature, and so he always had me with a book in my hand, and I was always encouraged to express myself verbally, to write, to, you know, I was told that I was good at it at a time when the only evidence that I had was the approval of, you know, my parents. So I've just been wired that way for as long as I can remember. And now is really the time that, that I'm, you know, feeling like, okay, this, you know, this is something that I can do sustainably. And, so I've been pushing forward with that.
And I know that, being in the business of creating art, creating films, programs, it's hard sometimes to get people on your team. How have you been able to do that, to put together something?
This project in particular has just been a matter of people really believing in it. You know, so initial short film that I did in 2015, it was just me and my co-producer at the time, and we hired a cinematographer, and we recruited one other actor, Kane, and you know, we just got together and it just popped it off. And you know, it's a good concept for a short film, and to me an even better concept for a series. So once, you know, the product was done, it was just a matter of letting people see it and letting them know, like, you know, this is something that I'm going to be pursuing on a bigger scale. And people were just in, you know, like a lot of people in New Orleans are really just down for the work. First of all, like they just, you know, they want to be involved in projects that they know have legs, or with people who they follow through, which I'm sorry, go ahead.
Your audio went out. I heard the last bit I got was a lot of people in New Orleans are just
they want to be involved in projects that they know are going to come to fruition. You know, like a lot of us are at the stage in our career where, you know, we want the exposure, and we need people to see our talents. And, you know, if you're a spoken word poet, you've always got a stage. But actors, it's like, you know, it's few and far between that you find a project where you actually get to like show how good you are at your craft. You know what I mean? Like a lot of the right. things that are popular these days, they aren't necessarily going to give you the opportunity to, you know, be, to find yourself in a dramatic way. And so, you know, this is it's a drama. It's full of lots of tensions, and it's the, you know, it's a valuable project that people, I think, realize, you know, can deliver the best potential from them, and they can find their best selves and their best work within the project. So I think it's just been a matter of people being convinced that this is something to get on board with.
Yeah. And now I know you're working on something else. The possibility of Harriet.
Mm-hmm.
Can you discuss that? I've seen some of it and it's really good. And I was just like, okay, I want some more.
So yeah, the possibility of Harriet. So in between the Adulterer short film and series aspirations, I picked up another project. It was really supposed to be just a small. It was something called a proof of concept And basically, I wanted to shoot a very condensed version of a bigger project in order to try to seek funding. So initially, I wanted to just shoot a short film, probably about the same length of Adulterer, which is 14 and a half minutes. And I wanted to use it to, you know, get access to people who were looking to invest in film. But in the process of it, like, it was just so hard to resist the project that I was working on. And so it became much bigger than that short. And so now I'm just, you know, I'm in the process of trying to finish the feature length version on my own, because I also envision this as a series. You know, television and streaming is really the new way to make narratives. Like, the theater is reserved for your comic book movies, and Star Wars coming up this week and stuff like that. Studios, you know, the stuff they're going to put in theaters are going to be big budget stuff. But like, the narrative content, like, if you want to really find good stories, you got to go to, you know, Netflix and television streaming services, and, you know, where they give you 10 episodes to flesh out your characters and develop your story. And so, you know, I'm trying to make sure that I'm, all of the narratives and stories I want to tell, I want them to be, you know, I want them to be like these visual novels where you really get to know the character in and out over the course of, you know, a long period of time, not just that one hit with the movie and then we get out. You know, not that there's still not a lot of value in you know, a one-off film. But, you know, for myself, like, I come from a family of readers. And so when I express, like, when I express myself, it's that same slow burn. And I just want to, you know, have the opportunity to really, like, get you into the character, spend time with them, know all the nuances. So a lot of what I'm coming up with is being filtered through the genre of, you know, these episodic outputs. And Possibility Harriet is going to be a feature length film first. But, you know, just kind of like in the same vein of a Being Mary Jane, it's going to, you know, it's going to spin off into that episodic series down the line. And, you know, it's been compared favorably to Being Mary Jane for reasons that are relevant. But it, you know, it is a little bit different in that that Harriet is a different kind of hero. And, you know, I'm looking forward for people to really get the full grasp of her contribution as a an advocate for you know, people without, and an advocate for her brothers and sisters. So yeah, that project is hopefully going to be completed in this coming year or the next. But you know, right now The Adulterer is getting the full attention. So.
Once again,
did I go out again?
Like you said, yeah. When would it be completed again?
Either 2018 or 2019. I'm not, you know, I'm not gonna move forward with this project without having the proper funding in place. And, you know, I've got the script, I've got the talent as far as like the actors that I have who are already confirmed to be in the series, who've already, you know, done shots for me for what I have so far for it. And so, you know, that part is locked in, but I'm not going to move forward with it until I can get what I need resource wise to really do justice to this project. Because this one isn't going to be one, you know, where I want to just try to survive on content alone. I want this one to be a visual, you know, thing that people, you know, walk away from the same way they left the theater watching Moonlight. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, really feel like they saw something that moved them. So yeah, it'll be a little bit, you know, I need a bigger platform. I need to show my wares. I need to show my growth as a filmmaker. The Adulterer is that opportunity for me to really let people know, you know, how talented I am at this, and, you know, just build more support so that, these projects get bigger and bigger and the platform can grow along with it.
Where can people, if someone wanted to donate for funding, where could they, is there anything set up?
So I'm currently running a fundraiser for The Adulterer, which is on this site. It's called Seed and Spark, SEED and AND Spark, S-P-A-R-K, Seed and Spark. And you can just put in the adulterer on Seed and Spark and it'll bring you to link you to my site. The fundraiser is about halfway through ish right now. We've got a couple of weeks coming up. I just announced a little raffle that we're doing this coming week. Every week there's a raffle for $2 contribution. You get a chance at the raffle. This week we're raffling off tickets to Tank and the Bangas New Year's Eve concert in New Orleans. So
okay,
if you're in or around New Orleans, or if you know you want to be there on New Year's because you won some tickets to a great concert, then you know, by all means, go throw $2 in the bucket and take a chance at that. And there's some other really good incentives too. Like, you know, I would love for y'all to, you know, contribute more than $2. So there's, you know, there's a whole list of things that are available as incentives to support this project. So yeah, Seed and Spark, and then just put in the adulterer. And if you want to, you know, just take a look at my body of work and my collection of what I have so far, go to PBE Soul. PBE is the acronym for Progressive Black Entertainment, and Soul is S-O-U-L. So PBE Soul is my website where I have all of my content so far that's worth sharing. I have my web series that I completed a season of, as well as some information about Possibility Harriet and The Adulterer. Link has the short film attached to it if you want to visit there. So.
Okay. And where else can, if someone wants to follow you, see your progress, social sites, any social sites you have?
Yeah, I'm on Instagram and Twitter, at Gian underscore Smith, G-I-A-N underscore S-M-I-T-H. So, you know, I'm a little less active in the Twitter and Instagram universe than I am on Facebook. Facebook, I'm just Gian Francisco Smith. And so I'm pretty easy to find there. I'm usually posting something. And so I'm, you know, I welcome all visitors. So definitely come in, friend me, and, you know, send me a message, ask me what's going on. And I am willing and open to share by all means.
Okay. Thank you so much, Gian. Definitely going to have to talk with you, speak with you again.
Yeah, yeah.
Again, I'm sorry. Let's see, I'm butchering it.
No, you did it. You did it. You had it.
Okay.
Trust the process.
Okay. This has been Five Questions Only. I'm your host, Shekinah Fox, and thanks to our guest, Gian Smith. Thanks.